It's 8:56 and 12 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Thursday morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
What are things looking like so far on this Thursday morning?
Well, without the export bookings report that typically come out on Thursday morning at 7:30, we haven't had a lot of news since the overnight trade restarted at 8:30. The corn market is just fractionally lower right now, with March corn at 359.5, down a quarter. New crop December 386.75 is unchanged. Not a lot going on there in the corn market, and pretty much just a sideways trade. We're at the high side of the sideways, however, with this 360, 362 area in the March corn as overhead resistance. We're at 359 right now. South American crop conditions look reasonably good. There was a report out this morning from the Argentine Grain Exchange. It was the Rosario Grain Exchange that suggested that about 100,000 hectares are at risk for flooding. Now, that kind of catches some headlines, but it's really not a very big area at all that's affected by excess water. However, the trade remembers that late season flooding last year prevented some soybeans from getting harvested, and that's really what propelled beans higher last spring. On the bean side of things, we looked like we were trying to hold on very early in the overnight trade, but we're down about 7 cents right now, with the March at 10.08, down 7.25. The new crop November 993.5, down 5.25. Notice that yesterday on the rally, November beans never could get back up over $10 a bushel. Improved crush margins, I thought, propelled beans higher yesterday. We're kind of backing off from that because the meal market's down about $2.80 this morning. The wheat is on the plus side. However, we continue to stall out March wheat in this 420, 425 range. Really need to see a close above that to get bulls pretty interested in the market again. March wheat right now is at 420.75, up 2.25 cents. The bean oil market's just slightly lower. The palm oil overnight was down about 1.5%. The meat markets are stronger this morning, higher across the board. We will start to see the Goldman roll begin at the beginning of next week. Could see some pressure on the February contracts there. The thing that I'm really watching here today is that the U.S. dollar continues to slip. We've gone from about 103.5 down to 102 again. We're down 51 cents this morning. A little bit difficult to anticipate what's going to happen after the Trump administration takes hold. The crude market's up about 60 cents at 53.86. This market is really a little jumpy in here, particularly on the grain side of things. We'll see some pressure probably going into next Thursday's USDA reports. There is a wealth of reports out that day. They're usually big market makers. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that update on this Thursday morning. And a reminder again, slick road conditions because of the light snow out there combined with the cold temperatures. And State Police reporting several cars in the ditch and a few crashes on Interstates 57 and 74, mostly in Coles, Douglas, and Champaign counties. In your forecast for today, light snow this morning with up to an inch of accumulation, high of 15 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds tonight with a low of 6 above. Northwest winds 5 to 10, putting wind chills as cold as 9 below zero. Sunny skies tomorrow, a high of 15 degrees. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low 6, and mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 23. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.